This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now, we are joined by young Melbourne Demons gun, Jacob Van Rooyen.
Long inside 50. Van Rooyen! Oh, big Van!
He's
going
to kick it to the top of the square. The Van Rooyen takes the hanger. Gives all his teammates high fives.
Jacob Van Rooyen to light up the MCG. Set shot after a huge contested mark.
Good boy.
Oh, yes, please.
The Rooster.
We love the big rooster. And he jumps on the phone. He's about to have a massage. How are you, mate?
I'm going good. Good, thank you.
Oh, now, not many. It normally takes an AFL footballer, Bill, 3 or 4 years in the big time before they get a crowd response the way the Rooster has in his first 10. Well, that just shows you how. What? Don't point to yourself.
But back
you
in
never
the day,
got one.
Oh, mate, it took 3 games.
No, you'd be joking.
Well, he hasn't had the best of days.
That's what you got. But Big Rooster, it came pretty much straight away for you with the Melbourne fans.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool, I think. Against Sydney, yeah, when I kicked my first goal, it got a little bit, and then by the end, I ended up kicking 3, and when I was running to the bench after that, it felt pretty surreal. The whole, the crowd was going off, screaming, so it's a pretty cool feeling.
Oh, they love big forwards, blokes who kick goals, take big marks, fly for their big marks. They're the match winners. Hey, Van Rooyen, Dutch or South African, Jacob?
It's South African.
Oh, there you go. Did you play a bit of cricket and things?
I never really had much to do with that side of the family. But it is a South African name.
No,
yeah.
Fat.
What?
Because the name's South African doesn't mean he comes from South Africa. He comes from Wembley in Perth.
Well, what's Wembley like, Jim?
It's a very nice suburb.
Is it? Actually, yes.
Just beyond Subiaco, if you can. Well, you would have played at the old ground.
And the ground's
That's where it is, Rooster, isn't it? Just next suburb on.
Oh, I'm from Wembley, or a suburb called Wembley Down, so it's a little bit further out, but not far away.
Just down a bit from Wembley. Hey, tell us, Claremont, were you kicking a lot of goals at Claremont, were you, as a kid, or Wembley Downs?
I played a fair bit of back line growing up, but then, when I flung forward in under-18s, found myself on the end of a few with, bit of help from the guys up the field, which was nice, but always good to get on the end of some.
Exactly.
Being one of the great footy factories, of course, Claremont's
that.
As we all know, some of the all-time greats, Rooster, have come out of the Claremont Football Club, as you would be aware.
Yeah. Who we got? Well, Nat Fife from out there at the moment.
Yes.
I
got one for you, Rooster. James Brayshaw reckons he was a star there. Did you see his name up there and any honour boards?
James Brayshaw.
Of course you did, Rooster.
The only thing I know about Brayshaw is there from whenever I go over to Deb and Sticks Brayshaw's house, and they'd tell me all about it because they had Taj and Judd living with them, who were two East Fremantle boys, and they'd always let them know that Claremont was a much better side.
Oh, Jim, you reckon you played there, photos up in the rooms and everything. Jacob hasn't seen it.
Rooster played Colts, and then he was drafted. He didn't play seniors for the Mighty Tigers, so he was there for a minute. I'm not blaming him. He should be aware, but... Rooster, if you go back, of course, to the Cracker Brothers and Graham Moss and Guy McKenna, Chris Lewis, like the joint has Ash McIntosh, who used to give you an absolute pasting
once
every time West Coast played Geelong.
Twice in the grand finals.
How are we going with the Demons? Everything looked pretty good, and then the last outing against Brisbane, it seemed to fall away a bit.
We'd had a good run over the probably last 4 games before Thursday night, but Brisbane are a good side, and we've been under the pump for the last 2 weeks with a pretty busy schedule, but like I said, that's it was busy. It's no excuse, though, and I think we just need to look forward from that and take what we can out of that game and how we can improve from that.
Yeah, you're still fifth on the ladder thereabouts, and you've won 4, lost 2, bye weekend, come along at a good time. What are you going to do, Rooster?
We've got training this weekend because we're playing the early game. We got the Wednesday night. this week, which is exciting. So, training most this weekend.
Well, that's a big one against Richmond, of course, Anzac Eve. That is a big game, that one.
Yeah. No, looking forward to it. Excited.
Well, you should be excited after just pinning a four-year deal, Rooster. They don't come along too often.
No, yeah, that's also really exciting. From a personal perspective, I'm really enjoying my time over here. And, to start the Demons for 5 years after this year is super exciting for myself and also my family.
So were you tempted at all to go home? We always hear about the go-home factor with the Perth boys. Yes. Was there any thought of that?
No, I wouldn't particularly say so. At this stage, I've really enjoyed my time at the club, and they've done everything they can to make me feel at home and welcome, and they do realise that, and they know that they've lost a few guys in the past to that go-home factor, so they're always really conscious about making sure we feel happy in this new environment. So I do get home a fair bit in the opportunities I can. So, no, the club's been good.
By the way, Deez fans, celebrate the number 2 signing on till 2029 with $29 junior memberships available until this Sunday. Just jump on the website to sign up, membership.melbournefc.com.au.
Or you would have thought Freo and West Coast would have been coming at him too, wouldn't you? So well done on you for staying at Melbourne. That is fantastic. And good for the Melbourne culture and their future and things like that. Clayton Oliver's thumb, have you seen him around? Has he been training or just resting up?
So Clary had surgery this week on his finger. It went really well. He has been back training, and hopefully he won't miss any footy and be running out with us on Wednesday night.
Oh, you're a doctor too, are you?
Hey, Rooster, I always like seeing some young boys coming through into a really good side. Yourself, we've already discussed. Judd McVie, I had to explain to Bill who he actually is. One of the best medium-sized
like
defenders
Brad
in
Scholl.
The comp. He looks a lot like Knuckle Scholl. Caleb Windsor, really like the look of him. Tajwo Woden, you mentioned. Cade Chandler. Colstrom Tolstrup,
yes.
Or whatever the hell his name is. Colton Tolstrup. So it's nice. You got a nice group of young boys.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see that come through. And what was part of my decision to stay at the club, seeing how we've got such a young, strong young crop of players coming through. So, it's super exciting for myself personally, but also the club moving forward.
And you got the old boys. We love the old boys. Gee, they've been good again, haven't they, with Petrarca and Maxi Gorn and Viney. Gee, they're great. They've been great players for the Melbourne Footy Club.
No, they have. They're superstars in the competition, and especially the club. And, always a good person to lean on if you ever need advice about anything.
Now, Rooster, as a young fella coming out of WA, to land on Anzac Eve and to play that incredible game when all the lights go off and the candles get lit up and you've got the lighting of the urn and the two playing groups and the playing of the last post and all the incredible things that happen in that game, you must absolutely be pinching yourself.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Last year was unreal. Yeah, it was a experience that I'd never felt before, and it was super exciting when the lights go out and everyone gets their phone torches out. It's super cool. And then, when the game starts, it erupts. And I reckon, it's one of the biggest games I've ever played in before, and I'm really looking forward to this week.
You're loving Melbourne? Just the vibe around Melbourne?
The city or the
city.
Club?
Sorry, city. Yeah, the city.
No, I'm starting to grind me. I've definitely, took some time to get used to it. It's a lot busier than
Wembley Downs.
Perth, but, starting to really enjoy it.
Where are you basing yourself out of, Rooster?
At the moment, I'm in Chadston because we do a lot of training out at Casey, so it's just a practical spot in between the city and, out at Casey.
You're living in Chadston?
No. Oh.
Not the shopping centre.
Chadston. Wow.
I've never heard of anyone living
in Chadston. No, either right. Who do you live with, Jacob?
Andy Moniz Wakefield, one of the other boys my age. Yeah, he hasn't played a game yet, but he's doing really well in the VFL, and hopefully he'll get a get a chance soon.
And Andy Moniz, Wakefield. He's from Nightcliff, Northern Territory.
Yep, Darwin boy.
Yeah, oh, good.
Now, Angus not playing at the club anymore, of course, but still got very close contacts with the playing group. Have you been out to the new Bar Rooster in Richmond, Lenny's on Lennox Street?
No, I haven't yet. That's something I'm doing there to tick off the list. It looks, from the photos I've seen, it looks really nice. So, yeah, I'll have to head down there at some point.
A bit far from Chadston, I think.
Yeah. Long way from Chadston. You need to get the train in. But, Rooster, what I would have thought as his uncle and someone who's been instrumental in crafting his career, when I got in there, I thought I might get a little deduction off the invoice.
And?
Full tote.
Sucked in.
Rooster, I had to pay every cent.
I might give it a pass then and head over to Gorney's bar. I know he'll give me a bit of a discount.
Oh, yeah, Gorney's got a good bar, exactly. Or there'd be a bar there at the shopping centre in a chatty. Just drop in
up at Hoyts.
Hoyts or something. Hey, mate, well done. Good luck. When's that game? Anzac Eve. That will be a beauty.
It'll be Wednesday night.
Looking forward to that, Jim. I forgot what day Anzac fell on this year, but we'll work it out. And you just keep doing what you want to and keep flying. We want you to fly and take hangers. That's what the big Fords do, mate.
Yeah, we will do. Thanks, guys.
Go and enjoy the massage, Big Rooster.
Catch you later. Bye.
Young gun from the Demons, Jacob Van Rooyen on the Rush Hour. By the way, Dees fans, celebrate the number two signing on until 2029 with $29 junior memberships available until this Sunday. Just jump on the website, membership.melbournefc.com.au.
Is that between Gucci and Prada? Houses? How do you live in Chadston?
Well, there's houses there, Jim. It's just not a shopping centre.
Oh, it's just past East Malvern, between like East Malvern and
I've been to Chadston.
Out there.
I know where to. I can only park in the one spot
because
I can't find my bloody car.
No,
near David
if I don't
Jones?
Park in the same spot at David Jones. Yeah. If I don't park there, I can't find my car. But I want to know where the Big Rooster's house is.
Well, maybe he can't find his car and he's just stuck in chatting.
I think that's what's happened.
Is bigger than the suburb.
It's huge.
And he didn't know you, Jim, up there at Claremont. He had no idea.
They all know. He'll battle to kick nine in a game too. It's a record set, Fat, that not many get past.
For the seconds, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter who it is.
Like nine against rabbits.
Just nine.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.